In part one, Team Sue were high. Tom Griff pulled GY through the Who Am I. Now Team Eric are still down low. Can Tom and Rich still steal the show? The above average season 3 finale. Above average season 3 finale.
No pressure now, chaps. We come on now to the individual round for our guests. Now, I have taken a lot of time and effort in preparing the individual rounds, which are five questions for our individual friends of the show, about which I have selected five questions from the first five episodes of the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing Season 3. So the fact that Rich has already shown his hand, and I'm pretty confident that Griff has only gone back about three episodes, means this could be very interesting. I very deliberately didn't do the most recent episodes, so I thought, I'm sure Griff said he'd only listened to the last couple. So it's all fair and love in war. So we'll probably start then, I think, as they are trailing, we will start with Rich. His individual round. So, Rich, you're about to find out just how enticing season three, first five episodes have been, because these are specifically questions that came up in the first five episodes of season three. Rich, as you're trailing, I will let you choose set of questions A or B. Which one would you like?
A, please.
Is that B?
A.
A. All right, okay. So you have.
I'd be interested to see if I remember.
I know, it's just a good answer. <All right.
laughs> So, from the episode one of season three, John asked us the following question, Rich. Are you sitting comfortably? That wasn't the question. Okay. Question one: who has the most World Surf League titles? Is it A, Kelly Slater, B, Lane Beachley, C, Mark Richards, or D, Steph Gilmore?
A.
A. Kelly Slater?
Yeah.
As Tom and G will testify, is the correct answer.
And remember, had you heard of him?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the exact same conversation we had on the quiz when we did it. Yeah. Tom was like, Did you know that? I mean, well, yeah.
Okay, question two in your individual round, Rich, and you're off to a flyer, which was one of Ross's questions, which was, which two nations played the first international team sport, international team match in a recognised sport? Was it a sport or match involving France versus Spain, England versus Scotland, England versus Australia, or Canada versus USA?
I will go for England versus Scotland.
And which sport were you thinking that would have been, Rich?
Rugby union.
Okay, I think that was similar to the thinking that we had at the time. We can confirm that actually the correct answer was the sport of cricket played in 1844 between Canada and the USA.
Okay. I'd forgotten that one as well.
I've just had reassurance by Griff's face that he hadn't listened to this episode either. So.
I think that was four out of four for me.
Okay. The episode three that we did, Rich, I apologise, was a cricket-specific quiz. So your cricket question is as follows. Who has scored the second highest amount of runs across all three formats of international cricket? Was it A, the Sri Lankan Jayawardena, B, the Sri Lankan Sangakkara, D, the Indian Rahul Dravid, or D, the Australian Ricky Ponting. So 2020, 50 over, Test cricket. Who is the second highest amount of runs across all three formats? Jaya Wardner, Sangakkara, Dravid or Ponting?
Still awake?
Jaya Wardner is a very sensible guess, and I think that was what I thought it was on the night of the quiz. But actually, G piped up with the right answer to this, which was Sangakkara. It was the other Sri Lankan. Okay, question four, which was on the Open. The British Open Golf was on the week that we recorded this one, Rich, and you've already showed your hand this evening that you've got a bit of golfing form. So, the Open has been played most at which golf course? Is it Prestwick, Carnoustie, Muirfield, or the old course at St Andrews?
Oh, I mean, that's the obvious answer, isn't it? But it's not going to be that, surely. It can't be that obvious. You wouldn't do that to me. So it's going to be... Muirfield or Carnoustie sounds... Yeah, I think... Oh, I hate this stupid podcast. I'm going to go for...
Second best review that tonight.
I'm going to go for... Carnoustie.
Carnoustie. See, you should appreciate that despite all the stick I give you, Rich, I do really like you because the correct answer is the old course of St Andrews.
Obvious answer. It's an obvious answer.
That's all right. Come on. Here's your fifth and final question on your individual round. And this was a quiz that was set to us by Ed. It was a multi-sports quiz. And the question that I've selected for you, Rich, is tennis. No offence, this wasn't deliberate, it wasn't planned. You chose to set a question. So, Martina Navratilova holds the record for the most Wimbledon singles titles. But which of these tennis players has won the most Wimbledon singles titles?
I'll say that again. Martina Navratilova has what?
Holds the record for the most Wimbledon singles titles. Yeah. But which of these four tennis players has won the most Wimbledon singles titles? Okay. Yep. Is it A, Steffi Graf, B, Roger Federer, C, Serena Williams, or D, Pete Sampras?
Federer.
Federer, final answer?
Yeah. Gotta be in it.
It's the correct answer.
Yeah.
There you go. Would you like to know how many each of those have won, Rich?
I think you've won 29.
No, this is Wimbledon titles.
Oh, Wimbledon. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I was thinking as Grand Slams. He's on about 7, isn't he? 7? Yeah.
Federer's won 8. Graf, eight. Williams and Sampras have all won 7.
Yes. Yeah, so right. When you said how many titles, I was thinking Grand Slams.
I don't care how you got it.
That's why I was so confident.
So at the end of your individual round, Rich has scored 2 for Team Eric out of a possible 5.
Sorry, John. 4 rounds.
So, Griff, that leaves you with set of questions B. And you have alluded to the fact that you've listened to some of Series 3. But based on what you've just heard, it doesn't look like you've listened to any of the first 5. So it's a level playing field. Okay.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there.
So
a small choice, just have a guess.
Yeah. So we go back to Season 3, Episode 1, which was John's multi-sport quiz. And your question is on 90s snooker. Stephen Hendry won 7 of the 10 7 of the 10 world championship titles in the 1990s. But which of these never won one of the remaining 3? Was it John Parrott, Jimmy White, Alex Higgins, or Ken Doherty?
What was the options again? Sorry, Will.
John Parrott, Jimmy White, Alex Higgins, or Ken Doherty? Which one of those 4 did not win one of the remaining 3 world championships? Because Stephen Hendry won 7 out of the 10.
Jimmy White, please.
Jimmy White, is the correct answer.
Oh.
I think the trivia knowledge that we gained was that Jimmy White had actually lost in five of those finals in the 90s.
I think from listening to that awful, awful snooker podcast you did about 2 weeks ago, I think I learned something.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
Can I just say, I'm pretty sure Alex Higgins didn't win one.
Yeah, he won the 1990.
You sure? I thought Hendry won 1990 and Parrott won 1991.
Oh, GY, I got it right.
No.
Let's move on.
John said the question wrong in the first place. I don't know if he actually did, but Jimmy White was the correct answer on the quiz we did. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Potato. I'll have to listen
to
that.
Well, it's not wrong because Jimmy White definitely did.
Yeah, Jimmy White didn't. So.
No, I think it is. I think Higgins won the 1990.
We'll carry on.
Parrott won 91 and Doherty won 97.
Yeah, I'm sure Hendry won 90, but carry on.
Okay. Just remember, I'm scoring this finale quiz, G, so you want to keep me on side, all right?
You are desperate to lose.
Okay.
I'm giving them a chance.
Episode 2 was again Ross, and Ross asked us the following. Which of these countries has the longest national anthem when played at sporting events? Is it the United Kingdom, Japan, Greece or Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Final answer?
Yeah, go on.
Uruguay with 6 minutes is the correct answer.
Yes.
Well done.
This is absurd.
That wasn't a guess. I definitely heard that somewhere.
Okay. As we heard with Rich, episode 3 was dedicated to cricket. So your cricket question is as follows. Who has captained the most international matches? MS Dhoni of India, Graham Smith of South Africa, Ricky Ponting of Australia, or Stephen Fleming of New Zealand? So that is all three formats, T20, 50 over, Test cricket. So who has captained the most matches of international cricket across the three formats? MS Dhoni, Graham Smith, Ricky Ponting, or Stephen Fleming?
I don't know what forms Fleming plays, but yeah, I'll have a stab at Fleming, please. Will.
Fleming is incorrect. The correct answer is Dhoni.
Dhoni definitely plays everything.
Okay. I think we went for Fleming in the actual quiz as well.
Yeah, I think I talked you into that. No, we didn't. We went for Graham Smith. I think Dobbers thought he started young. I think we went for Graham Smith.
Okay. Because I was off on holiday.
Yeah.
Just take a quick time out. You know your mate John who did that snooker quiz? Did he get Alex and John Higgins mixed up by any chance?
Well, it might have been me that I got John. I've written Alex Higgins. Is it John Higgins?
Yeah, so John Parrott won in 91, Ken Doherty 97, John Higgins in 98, and Stephen Hendry won the rest.
No, with the greatest respect to John, Higgins and Lansdowne that set the quiz, it was probably me just not paying attention. Because like I've already demonstrated, I've got it in my mind ingrained that Alex Higgins won the 1990. So was it Hendry that won 1990?
It was, he beat Jimmy White in the final.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Alex Higgins last one in 1982.
You're interrupting my flow here, chaps. Stop questioning the quizmaster.
It's an interactive podcast. That's what we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure people get the right facts.
Okay.
The correct answer spot on the card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Griff, the question 4 or episode 4 was on the open golf. Your question is, what does R and A stand for? Is it rules and advisories, royal and ancient, Royal Troon and Andrews, regulations and activities?
Can I have some context, please? Can you put in a sentence?
Yeah, I can. So what does RNA stand for? Is your sentence.
What was the...
It's a famed abbreviation in relation to the British Open.
Give me the options again, please.
A is rules and advisories. B is royal and ancient. C is royal, troon and Andrews. D is regulations and activities.
E, please.
Regulations and activities? Mm-hmm. Incorrect. The correct answer is royal and ancient.
Rich was shaking his head in confidence.
Sorry, I thought you said B. Did you say B?
Yeah, B.
I thought royal and ancient was B.
Oh, I thought you said D. Oh, you said B.
No, B.
Oh, sorry.
B is right.
Yeah.
B is correct.
I thought you said D, sorry.
even though when Will said regulation, repeated regulations and something, Griff went, like that. Like, didn't know what he guessed.
Oh, sorry. Apologies, Griff. I thought you said D. So B is correct answer, royal and ancient. Well done. And then question five, which was Ed's multi-sports quiz. I've selected for you, Griff, a rugby league question. Who were the last team to win the Super League Grand Final other than Leeds, St Helens or Wigan? Is it A, Salford, B, Warrington, C, Bradford or D, Castleford?
Warrington.
Warrington is, I think, the team we went for, which was incorrect. The correct answer is Bradford. So at the end of that round, Griff, on behalf of Team Sue, you have scored 3 points.
What did I get? Two.
Two.
Just another point in the time with five down there. Sorry, Karen.
That's all right.
We'll never come back. Second half team, we've been, always have been.
I'll tell you what.
Been the second half.
All that round has done for me is actually confirm that you are genuine friends. Because if you were ringers that they paid to, you know, dial in, they would have asked you to listen back to all of the episodes. So, so it's just nice to know that you are genuine and not made up friends. So there you go.
Can we have another commercial break?
You may, Tom.
Because we're nearly an hour since my last toilet break.
Which commercials are we playing during this particular commercial break, G? Haribo?
Okay.
Tweet them.
You do like your Haribo. Probably Bargoid Vasectomy Clinic.
Hey, what are we doing now?
Free advertising.
Oh, wait, for Bargoid.
What have you done with Griff?
You got a train going by, G?
And I've opened the window.
Oh, right, okay.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, just letting some cool air in because I'm boiling in this room.
That's just the pressure we're putting on you. How many points are we behind?
5 points with 20 points still available.
13 plays 8.
Tell you what, we're not in a great place.
Okay.
I come back for season 4 after that.
Without a doubt.
I don't know, you don't feel late. Tom will lay you back again.
Alright.
Come on. We got it.
Griff, welcome back. We are now on to our penultimate round, which is sporting venues. And to just mount the pressure up a little bit, I will tell you that friends and guests, Rich and Griff, this is the last round in which you can contribute, unless it comes down to the already pre-agreed terms of the tiebreaker, should we require it. So if you needed a time to step up, it would be now. I've got two sets of sporting venues, and I'm going to give you the name of the sporting venue, and I'm going to ask you to name for me the sport that is most commonly associated with being played at that sporting venue, and the resident team, or the team that is most commonly found playing at that sporting venue. So there will be 2 points available for each. Tom, as you are trailing by 13 points to 8, I will let you choose. Would you like set of sporting venues A or set of sporting venues B?
Go with, is it me?
Yeah, because the other one's Griff, as you've been telling me to say all show.
And they're winning. I'll go with B.
B.
I mean, the fact we're struggling to choose A or B, right? This is why we've been reporting.
BB Mac.
All right. So, in relation to your first sporting venue, I would like for you and Rich to tell me the country that this sporting venue is located and the sport that is played at this sporting venue. Your first sporting venue on set B is Eden Gardens. In which country is Eden Gardens and which sport is played there?
Right, Tom, so Eden Park, right, is, hang on, hopefully this isn't another sporting venue. This is going to be risky now because what if, anyway, New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's in Auckland, so I wonder whether there's like an Eden Gardens equivalent nearby. That's the only thing I've got. That's all I've got on that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I would say New Zealand, but then cricket. What sport?
Cricket. In cricket, like Sapphire Gardens?
Yeah, okay, let's go with that, yeah. Let's go cricket, New Zealand.
Yeah, right, yeah. Go cricket and New Zealand.
Did you know that, by the way? Have I just, like, started talking over you and you just knew the answer?
No, I think I was going to go with South Africa, so you... But now when you've said it's actually New Zealand, Eden Park...
Well, it could be South Africa. That's all I'm going on. I'm just thinking, like...
Yeah. No, that's what I was trying to think of, with Eden Park. But I thought it was South Africa, not New Zealand. But you're right, I think, on that. But anyway, go ahead, Will.
You're going for New Zealand and cricket, is that correct?
Yeah.
Hang on, Eden Park is definitely New Zealand, isn't it? It's not, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just to be clear, your ground is Eden Gardens.
Yeah, I know that's fine, but let's just go with that. Let's just go with that.
Okay, so I can tell you that you scored 1 point. And that is that the sport played at Eden Gardens is cricket.
Don't say South Africa.
Eden Gardens is in India, specifically in Kolkata, and is the home of the Kolkata Knight Riders.
Okay.
So you scored 1 point.
Did you know that, Griff?
No, but I was loving watching the facial interactions between is this South Africa or New Zealand?
Okay. Your second sporting venue is the Wanda Metropolitano Stadium. The Wanda Metropolitano Stadium. That's WANDA. So what I want to know from you is what sport is played there and which team is based there.
What sport and what team?
Yeah.
Wanda Metropolitano.
Yep.
Metropolitano, that sounds like
Brazilian,
Colombian.
Wanda Metropolitano.
Yeah.
Metropolitano.
WANDA. So Wanda.
Metropolitano Stadium.
Oh, hang on, he said Wanda. Wanda.
It's a WV.
That'll be like your kind of Austria, Germany, Switzerland area. That'll be
Wanda.
From Wanda.
Geo Griff, do you know this ground that I'm referring to?
What do you reckon, mate?
Well, when I first heard it, I wonder if it was like a baseball stadium. But
it could be.
I don't know where.
So, baseball, American baseball team?
The opening of Liverpool.
Yeah.
Someone like Red Sox or something, Boston Red Sox. Is that right? Are they White Sox? Hang on.
Yeah, I know it's not them.
Yeah, well, should we go Chicago Red Sox?
I'm wondering if he's trying to play with my edge here, and could it be the Detroit Tigers?
Who you got?
Because I got a bit of a thing about Detroit.
I'm gonna push you for an answer. What's the sport?
Go on then.
And what team?
Baseball, Detroit.
Both wrong. The correct answer is football and Atletico Madrid.
See the fuck? How are we? I know they've had a new stadium, but I didn't know.
That's the name of their new stadium.
Didn't know it was called.
Oh,
that.
Man.
And you could have chosen set A. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so you've So you scored no points there. Right, your third sporting venue is Fenway Park.
Oh, I feel like I've heard that one.
Would we have to answer on this?
You need to tell me the sport that is played there and the team that is based there.
I want to go baseball again.
Yeah,
I'm sure I've heard Fenway Park somewhere.
Yeah, go baseball.
Baseball. And then, definitely going baseball.
And then go just for a random baseball team that you know.
I will go with the LA Dodgers. That's going to be something stupid like Dodger Stadium.
Baseball and the LA Dodgers is 1 point. The correct answer is baseball. And the
just,
Boston.
Just mentioned them.
And the literally, Boston.
Oh, literally no. Just said it, guys.
And Boston Red Sox.
And the Boston Red Sox.
It's the Boston White Sox.
The Dodgers Fenway Park is the stadium, one with the green wall. Big green wall. But for those that have been watching your baseball highlights,
I beat the Fenway Park.
Yes. Yeah, it's good ground, actually.
There you go. All right.
I don't think the Cubs have played them. That's why
I'm okay.
Watching them.
So. Question four, or sporting venue four, Stade Mayol, which is spelled M-A-Y-O-L, Stade Mayol, and I'm looking for the sport and the club that is based there.
Okay, I think it's rugby union, and I feel like it's Toulouse. Toulon, but I don't know. I'm not 100%.
Toulon? I tell you what, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to back my friend. I'm going to go for Toulon and Rugby
Union.
Rugby Union, Toulon is 2 points.
Yes! Come on!
Brought us right back into it, look.
I'm talking about us. You brought me here.
Okay. You weren't going to rely on him.
And your final sporting venue worth 2 points is, and I'm looking for the sport and one of the two teams that are based at the Staples Center.
I
only need one of the two teams and the sport that they play at the Staples Center.
I think that's the Lakers and basketball.
Yeah, I'll say that.
I think Lakers and basketball.
I wouldn't know the teams though.
Yeah,
let's go with that. Lock it in, mate. Lock it in. I think you get.
Yeah.
Staples Center is the home of the Clippers and the Lakers at basketball. 2 points.
Come on.
That could be the difference.
Live back at the end there, boys.
That back. Okay, so you have scored out of a possible 10. You've scored 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. No.
What now? They're tricking them.
No, hang on. I counted me one twice. You've scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got one for cricket. You got nothing for Atletico. You got one for baseball at Fenway Park. And then full marks for Toulon and the Lakers. So that is 6 out of 10. Which puts you 1 point in the lead, I hasten to add at this stage, with a set of sporting venues still to come.
Come on, Griff, we just need one. Keep level.
Come on. So, I hope you appreciate that these, I think, are equally balanced in relation to difficulty levels. Set A question one for Team Sue, Griff and GY. And the team that are based there.
Sorry, you froze then.
We heard you.
No repeats on that.
No repeat.
Okay, I'll try that again. So your first sporting venue is the Allianz Arena, and I'm looking for the sport and the team that is based there.
That's Munich and Bayern Munich.
Football.
Football Bayern Munich is 2 points.
I mean, like, I'm not being funny. You said the equally whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you fucking joking? Sorry.
Just because you didn't have anything like that.
Because you didn't get Boston Red Sox right. Let's not be bitchy about it.
Okay, let's see what else is coming then.
The Allianz Arena. The most famous stadium in Europe. Come on.
Wait for it. Okay. Sporting venue number two. I am looking for the sport and the team that's based at
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field.
What are you after?
Sport and the team that's based there.
Isn't Wrigley Field the baseball field?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember who plays there.
Where do the White Sox play?
That's what I was thinking, White Sox. Yeah, go White Sox.
Yeah, White Sox.
Baseball White Sox.
You're going for the sport being baseball and the team being the Chicago White Sox.
Not the Boston White Sox.
I can tell you that Wrigley Field is home to baseball and the Chicago Cubs.
Oh,
sorry, chaps.
I thought you were getting that.
You just made me want to check where the White Sox play as well, but no, it is the Cubs. So you got one for that. Hard luck, chaps. Is that a bit more difficult, Rich, or was that easy? Was it?
Good, thank you.
Easy.
All right, that's fine. Okay, your third sporting venue, chaps, and this time I am looking for the sport and the city in which this sporting venue is found. Your sporting venue for number three is the Gabba.
It's cricket.
Cricket.
And it's in shit. Is it?
Not in Cardiff.
Is it in Brisbane?
Is it in Brisbane?
It's not obviously not the MCG. It's not obviously not Sydney Cricket Ground. Is it in Adelaide though? Just pick one, G.
I was thinking it was Perth, but
okay.
I don't know. I was Perth or Adelaide.
Adelaide then, yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Adelaide.
1 point.
It is
the home of cricket.
Brisbane?
In Brisbane.
Brisbane.
What was my first guess?
Brisbane. You were straight in with Brisbane. No, it's cricket and I think it's in Brisbane and then talk yourself out of it. So 1 point for that one. Okay.
Right, we'll take that.
Griff,
we'll
always that. This D captain, trust me. It doesn't end
up. Okay, your fourth sporting venue. I am looking for the sport that is played there and one of the two teams that are based at the MetLife Stadium.
So that'll be NFL, and you can either have the Jets or the Giants as a deal.
Sorry, Rich, that was clearly easier than I thought it was.
Well, you pick whichever one you want, mate.
Right.
I think I might have got 4 marks if I'd had that one. I did choose them. So.
Okay, and your final one, which I do think is harder.
We get 2 points for that, or
yeah, you got just 2 points for that. No, you got 2 points for that. Okay, and your final one is, can you please tell me the sport and the team that play at the United Centre?
United Centre.
That's more like
basketball?
It, Will.
basketball?
Did you say there was teams? Or was there...
That's one team. And the sport.
Because a lot of those, like in America, sort of like the Staples Centre.
Basketball or ice hockey.
Don't forget about the old Kabaddi Centre, isn't it?
I can't wait till you boys get your Kabaddi question next round.
Well, I think it's either basketball or ice hockey. Pick one.
I've got nothing. Basketball. Washington.
No idea. Yeah, basketball, Washington.
Rich, any advances on basketball, Washington?
I'd have gone ice hockey, and I'd have gone like New York Rangers, something like that.
Red Wings.
New York Rangers play at Madison Square Garden, but the correct answer is basketball, and it's home to the Chicago Bulls.
Huh, is it?
So you get one point.
United Center.
The United Center. So in that round, you have scored 2, 4, 6, 7.
That is quite. This is going to have to be hell of a last round. This is. How many am I behind?
6.
Or do you not want to give it away?
You're 6 behind, mate. I am due a win.
You are.
I am due a win.
You are 6 behind. Yeah. So you're 6 behind.
I bet you get a woo-woo
rank. Coming into the final round. And it is possible, Tom, that you might get all 10 right. And it's also possible that GY might get all 10 wrong. But we did allude to the fact at the start that GY was going to need a lead going into the final round. He certainly amassed that. The question is, Tom, whether you want to go for set of questions 1 or set of questions 2 in the captain's round. They are all multiple choice, but you are playing on your own, with no input at this final round stage from your teammate. So do you want set of questions 1 or set 2? You need to make up at least 6 points to force GY to get one right in the final round.
I think I would go with number 2, Tony Hibbert.
Set of questions number 2. Now I can tell you now, chaps, that because I like you, all of your 10 questions are made up of 2 Winter Olympics questions, 2 Major League Baseball questions,
oh, 2
American sport questions that aren't baseball, 2 rugby, and 2 football. Is there enough there, Tom, to get you the 6 to force GY to get one right in his round?
It'll be a job.
Okay. And we're starting with your set of questions 2 in your final round, the captain's round, Tom, with the Winter Olympics. Which country has won the most Winter Olympics medals of all time? Most Winter Olympics medals of all time between 1924 and 2018. Is it A, Norway, B, USA, C, Germany, or D, the Soviet Union?
Oh, I want to go with
Norway, USA, Germany, or Soviet Union.
I'm going to go Norway.
Norway is the correct answer.
Oh my God. I was not expecting that. I
can tell you, for a bit of trivia, those are actually the 4 highest amassing Winter Olympic medal winning countries, if that makes sense. And you picked the right one. Your second question, Tom, is on American sports, not Major League Baseball. American sports. And your question is, who is the highest paid American sports person according to Forbes? Is it A, Tom Brady, B, LeBron James, C, Dak Prescott, or D, Kevin Durant?
I'm guessing they were all pretty high on it. Don't think it's Dak Prescott. Don't think it's Tom Brady. Think it's got to be LeBron. LeBron James.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Dak Prescott. America's top earning athlete is footballer Dak Prescott, who earns $97.5 million of his fortune on the field, but earns $107 million a year. Wrong answer.
Okay.
Just have a little pep talk, a little regroup. Okay.
Yeah.
Your third question is on rugby. When was the last time Australia won the Bledisloe Cup? Was it 1998, 2000, 2002, or 2004?
I mean, they were quite long ago.
As if you knew how many years in a row New Zealand have won the Bledisloe Cup, it would be really easy to work out.
Yeah, I bet you would probably know this as well.
I'm not 100% on it.
I would say... What were the options again, Ty? So it's 2004, 2002...
2000 or 1998.
I'll go with 2002.
2002 is the correct answer.
Come on! Because I have been left stranded here. That has completely deserted me.
Not a bad, I think, Tom.
Can't help you anyway, mate.
No.
Okay, Tom. Question four is on Major League Baseball. Just for your information, Rich, Tom just got correct when Australia last won the Bledisloe Cup. So he's keeping the dream alive. Major League Baseball. Who won the 2020 Baseball World Series? Was it A, Tampa Bay, B, Houston, C, the Chicago Cubs, or D, the Los Angeles Dodgers?
I think it was the Dodgers.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Come on.
Question five is on football. Who was the 1998 World Cup Golden Boot winner? Was it A, Davor Suker, B, Christian Vieri, C, Ronaldo, or D, Gabriel Batistuta?
Man. I remember Suker getting a lot of goals. I think it's Davor Suker.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Go on! Absolutely flying.
So you have got four out of the first five. And we go back to Winter Olympics.
Right.
Question six, Winter Olympics. How many times in the 20th century did Lake Placid in USA host the Winter Olympics? Is it A, never, B, once, C, twice, or D, three times?
I'm torn between one and two. I'm sure it was at least once. I can't think when that second one was. Was that in the 2000s?
So was it never, once, twice, or three times that Lake Placid hosted the Winter Olympics?
Once.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct answer is twice. In 1932.
Don't tell me it's 98.
And 1980.
Oh.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Question seven. Have you already? You've had a pep talk? You've had a little regroup?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on alternate.
Question seven, American sports. Who won the 2021 NBA title? Who won the 2021 NBA title? Was it A, the Lakers, B, the Suns, C, the Warriors, or D, the Bucks?
That's this year, isn't it? I would say the Bucks.
The Milwaukee Bucks is the correct answer.
Thank you.
I think you've got five so far with three to go, Tom.
Right, okay. And I need all three, don't I?
Okay. Your question 8 is on rugby union. Who was the top point scorer at the 2021 Six Nations? Was it A, Finn Russell? B, Dan Bigger? Yes. C, Owen Farrell? Or D, Johnny Sexton?
See, now Wales won it. How many points are they getting? I am going to go with... Farrell.
Owen Farrell, final answer?
Yeah.
Correct answer is D, Johnny Sexton.
Oh, what a gut punch.
Question 9 is on Major League Baseball and a little bit of geography. In which New York borough is Citi Field, the home of the New York Mets? Is it A, the Bronx, B, Brooklyn, C, Queens, or D, Staten Island?
Queens?
Queens is the correct answer.
Oh my days!
That's 6 he's got,
Jim. Emily Roger.
That is 6.
Okay. Question 10 is football, Tom.
Okay.
I want to say it's a football question that you might like. After Ryan Giggs, who is the highest scoring Welshman in the Premier League? Is it A, Gary Speed, B, Mark Hughes, C, Craig Bellamy, or D, Gareth Bale? And this is to force GY to get one of his individual captain's round questions correct. No, yes, yeah.
No, I need to get one to win anyway.
No, sorry, this is to force him to actually get two.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be Gareth Bale.
Speed, Hughes, Bellamy, or Bale?
Don't think it'd be Hughes.
Bellamy.
Spent a lot of time out of here. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with Gary Speed.
Gary Speed is incorrect. The correct answer is Craig Bellamy.
Oh, man! I thought because he'd spent some time sort of out of the league... in the lower levels and stuff, whether he would have got it.
So my calculations, G, tell me that Tom got 6 out of 10. Do you concur?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So that tells me that we have currently got we've got a final score for Tom and Rich of 20 out of a possible 40. And that Team Sue with Griff and GY, you are currently on 20 with 10 questions to go.
So I will. GY, yeah. Don't tell him whether he's got any of them right.
Okay.
Until I'm the end.
More than happy to do that.
Sure.
All right. So, captain's round, set of questions one. Question one, GY, is on the Winter Olympics. Where will the 2022 Winter Olympics be held? A, Tokyo. B, Beijing. C, Milan and Cortina, or D, Pyeongchang?
I think, I've got a feeling we had this in a question, I think it's Milan and Cortina.
Milan and Cortina, I will let you know at the end of the round, GY, if that is correct. Question two is on American sports. Who won the NHL in 2020? Was it the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Chicago Blackhawks, the New York Rangers, or the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Rangers.
I will let you know, GY, at the end of the round, if that is correct. Question 3, GY, is on rugby. What was the final score in the 2003 Rugby World Cup final after extra time? Was it A, 11 points to 14 in favour of England? Was it 15 points to 18 in favour of England? Was it 17 points to 20 in favour of England? Or was it 19 points to 22 in favour of England?
That is a horrible question.
I think it was the third one, so 2017 to England.
2017 to England?
Yeah.
I will let you know, GY, at the end of the round, if that is the correct answer. Question four is on Major League Baseball. Which New York Yankees legend was nicknamed Mr. November? Was it A, Alex Rodriguez, B, Derek Jeter, C, Mickey Mantle, or D, Babe Ruth?
Good question.
Do you want to reiterate the fact that you're a Yankees fan and that you followed them in the 90s and so on?
Early 2000s, I followed them in okay. this season.
So, which New York Yankees legend is nicknamed Mr. November? Is it A, Alex Rodriguez, B, Derek Jeter, C, Mickey Mantle, or D, Babe Ruth?
I don't think it was Babe Ruth. I'm Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
I'm not confident on.
Okay. Have you been confident on any of them so far?
Pretty confident with the first one.
Okay. Question five is on football. Who has scored the most own goals ever in the Premier League? Is it A, Richard Dunn, B, John Terry, C, Martin Skrtel, or D, Frank Sinclair?
I think it's Richard Dunn.
Final answer?
Yeah.
I will let you know at the end of the round if that's the correct answer.
He's got some nine or something.
Question six, and we're back on the Winter Olympics. Who was the skip of the Great Britain 2002 Olympic gold medal curling team? Was it A, Eve Muirhead, B, Margaret Morton, C, Janice Rankin, or D, Rona Martin?
No idea, so I'll go with Eve Muirhead.
I will let you know, GY, at the end of the round, if that is correct. Question seven is on American sports. Who is the NBA's all-time leading point scorer? Is it A, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, B, Karl Malone, C, LeBron James, or D, Kobe Bryant?
I'll go with Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah.
I will let you know at the end of the round, GY, if that is correct. Question eight is on rugby. Italy joined the Six Nations tournament for the first time in the year 2000. But who won the Six Nations in the year 2000? Was it England, Wales, France, or Ireland?
I feel France.
Going France? Final answer?
Yeah.
I will let you know at the end of the round, GY, if that is the correct answer.
They were never easy.
I definitely knew more. I knew more of Tom's than I have of mine.
Question nine, GY. How many, this is baseball, sorry. How many Major League Baseball teams are there? Is it A, 25, B, 30, C, 35, or D, 36?
Was 30 an answer?
A, 25, B, 30, C, 35, or D, 36? I will let you know at the end of the round, GY, if that is the correct answer. Final question in the captain's round, and it could be very important, GY, is on football. Including Brentford, how many clubs have only played one season in the Premier League? Is it A, 4, B, 5, C, 6, or D, 7?
I'm going to go with 5. Yeah, 5.
Final answer?
Yeah, why not?
You're going to go with B, 5. Okay, that completes our quiz this evening.
That won't feel intense to anyone else. Not knowing the answer.
So, GY, we'll go through now and we'll let you know how you did. Shall we start with question one, the Winter Olympics?
Sure.
I asked you, where will the 2022 Winter Olympics be held? And you said, C, Milan Cortina.
Do you reckon Tom's been absolutely blind to picking the easy questions?
I thought it'd be
bear in mind you're only one correct answer to win from a possible 10.
That's all right.
Question two
I'm not confident.
Was on American sports. I asked you who won the NHL in 2020. You said the New York Rangers. The correct answer is the Tampa Bay Lightning.
See, I knew who won the NBA, Tom's question. I didn't know the NHL one.
Let's jump around, shall we? Let's go to question 10. Including Brentford, how many clubs have only played one season in the Premier League? You said 5.
I think it's 7.
The correct answer is 4.
Oh, that was more than that.
Where should we go next? Let's go to the New York Yankees, your boyhood club, GY. I asked you, which New York Yankees legend's nickname is Mr. November? You said Mickey Mantle. The correct answer, because he averages something like 349 in the postseason, is Derek Jeter.
I thought of him before you gave me the options.
And then I gave you his option.
And then I doubted it.
So I think that's 4 so far, G, that you haven't got quite right.
Yeah.
I asked you Winter Olympics question number 2. Who was the skip of the Great Britain 2002 Olympic gold medal curling team? And you said A, Eve Muirhead. I can tell you that, in fact, it was D, Rona Martin. I also asked you, G, a rugby question. I asked you, Italy joined the Six Nations tournament for the first time in the year 2000, but who won it? You said France. The correct answer is England. So, let's have a little...
You're getting nervous,
let's
yeah?
Let's have a little look here.
No, I'm pretty sure I got one of the questions right.
Yeah. I believe that we have got questions 3, 5... 7 and 9 remaining. So, I asked you question 3, GY, rugby. What was the final score in the 2003 Rugby World Cup final after extra time? You said that England won by 20 points to 17. I can tell you that for the title of champion on the above average sports quiz thing season 3 was the correct answer. I can also tell you, GY, that you told me that Richard Dunn is famed for having scored the most own goals ever in Premier League history was also the correct answer. You told me that the NBA's all-time leading point scorer was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which was, again, the correct answer. And finally, you told me, and I could see you working it out, and maths is one of your specialities, how many Major League Baseball teams are there? You said 30. The correct answer is 30. GY, with a winning score of 4 out of 10, you have taken the Season 3 Above Average Sports Quiz Thing season finale title. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Finally.
There you go.
What a quiz.
Did we say the tiebreaker was worth 5 points?
3. It's worth 3.
Yeah. I can tell you that on the tiebreaker round, Tom Griff went for 42 league places separate Cardiff and Newport as of this evening, and that Rich went for 45. If it had come down to a tiebreaker, I could tell you that Eric Cantona's sardines would have been the winners, because the correct answer is 54 league places. However, it wasn't required, because GY's final round score of 4 gave you a final total of 24 versus Tom and Rich's score of 20. So congratulations to GY and Griff, or the Sue Barker Appreciation Society. You are the winners of season 3's finale on the above average sports quiz thing.
Get in there. Beaten by Sue again, Tom. Beaten by Sue again. I gotta say, I think I probably owe that one to Griff with his who am I around.
You wouldn't have had to go through all that drama if you hadn't talked me out of Brisbane.
Did they get 4 points on that?
Jason Roberts was the difference in this. Radiant knowledge. 4-0 that one, that round was.
Yeah, that was a 4-0. I did say, G, you were going to need a lead, and you amassed just enough lead. When you started off that final round with wrong, I was like, oh, and you weren't convinced with the England rugby score. I thought this could go on for a while, yeah?
No, I knew they'd score 20, but I couldn't remember if it was slightly over or it was exactly 20, so.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
I hope I didn't turn into the Gareth Bale of this quiz. Do you remember Gareth Bale couldn't win a game for
He's also not the second highest Premier League Welsh goal scorer, as we've also just found out. I've got great news for you, Tom. As the sorry loser, you get to buy GY a winning trophy as well.
Marvellous. I will get that sorted. That's, I think, what I can do.
We've all got to win. We've all got to win each now in the season finale. So,
go.
I think that's fair.
Marvellous.
Average, one each.
That was all one on the spin of the wheel, to be perfectly honest with you. well done, Griff. Well done, G. And thanks for playing, Tom and Rich. Good effort. Enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Rich.
Well, Joe did tell me I needed to win this one because you both won the previous season. So
yeah, we planned it out well.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell him.
The last round was a bit nervy. I'll be honest with you.
I think I knew more of the questions Tom had.
Yeah. Can you not do that again? It was a bit. It was just really awkward.
It'd have been quite interesting to have done it with mine as well, where you hadn't said.
Yeah. Maybe. But
obviously I didn't think about it until it came up with GY.
Chris, as I asked GY the questions, was there actually a point in time where you were 100% confident that he'd given the right answer?
No, honestly, with Tom's, there was some you asked and I sort of went, I got an idea with that. Whereas with all of GY's, I was like, I hazard a guess at England for the Six Nations solely because it was you asking the question, Will.
Yeah. brilliant.
They missed out on the thing, I think, like 3 years in.
Yeah. I did, because I knew I only needed one.
I think they won it, yeah.
I was probably a little bit more relaxed for something else, because I was pretty confident I'd gotten one.
Yeah.
But so I was like, if I needed like 4, I would have probably been a bit more...
When I looked down the questions when I had to ask you your final 10 questions, I knew that you were going to get the baseball teams. Just knew with your current knowledge on the baseball leagues, you were
six divisions, 5 teams each sorted.
Yeah. If it involves maths, G will get this right. Maths and pronunciation, he'll get it right.
Yeah. Season finale.
Don't forget to do your socials, G.
Right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. And of course, if you did, leave us a rating, a review, a like, wherever you are listening, wherever you're listening on. If you want to give us a follow, we are on Twitter, Average Squiz Pod. We're also on Instagram, Above Average Squiz Pod. On Facebook, The Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. Also on YouTube, The Above Average Sports Quiz Thing, where you can watch our weekly quiz battles against each other. And of course, you can listen to this episode again and all our previous ones. Take note, Tom Griff.
I've written it down.
We can find our previous ones on our website, above average sportsquiz.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Tom, condolences, commiserations. But thanks for joining.
Yeah, I think I might be the first person to have lost twice, although everyone's won once. So I'm not feeling too good at the moment. But thanks, Rich, for being there for me. And next time we'll have him.
Tom just demonstrated that he's not very good at maths, because clearly GY's lost twice. If this is the first,
I haven't, because I wasn't in the first one.
He did the first one for you and me.
Oh, did you?
I've only played two. Tom's played three, you played two, Tom's played three. So Tom's lost twice, and we both lost once.
Yeah. Oh, so that's just demonstrating I don't pay attention.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Tom.
No way, you
did. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the quiz master, I remember that.
I was indeed.
It's all coming back,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
You think you'd remember that because, you know, you won. Rich, thanks for joining.
Well done, G. I'm proud of you. Maybe I can join you at the end of season four.
Tom Griff, thanks for joining second week. Do you reckon you make a hat trick?
I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. I think I have to come back now and do the season four finale, so you three can go head to head.
There you are.
You are welcome to set the quiz.
Absolute tears, that'll be.
Go for it. And finally, Will. Will, thanks for hosting Quizmaster.
Pleasure. Enjoyed
Great
it.
Great quiz.
We can do it again sometime.
That's something for everyone.
Yeah, I think so. Well-rounded quiz. So, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm happy because I've won for a change. And we will be back for season four. So, until then, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.